At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
You are listening to the Armstrong Butler Buzz podcast, your source for what is happening in Butler County. This episode is also available in video format on YouTube. Just search for The Neighborhood Channel. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Armstrong Butler Buzz.
Hi, well, I'm really excited to introduce back Danielle Schmidt. Danielle is the Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center of Butler County. So we're always glad that you're here because the work that you and your team do is very important, right? But let's kind of re-educate our audience in regards to the mission.
So the Children's Advocacy Center is designed to provide a safe, comfortable, and child-friendly space for children that have been victims of abuse.
Okay.
And we work close with an investigative team to help those kids and their families. So we work very closely with Children and Youth Services, law enforcement, prosecution, and Victim Services of Butler County.
Okay. How long have you been involved in this kind of work?
I've personally been involved in this kind of work for almost 20 years, but I've been at the Children's Advocacy Center for 2 years as the executive director, and I was on the board before that. So,
okay, well, wonderful. Yeah. And I know this is an exciting year for
it
you
is.
Guys because you're going to be celebrating your 10th anniversary.
Yes, yes. Right? So we were established in 2014, and since then we have seen approximately 2,553 children.
Wow.
So we've been able to help.
So let's talk about an upcoming event.
Okay.
And I was reading, getting prepared for this event. I mean, it's 8 years coming up for your Strikeout Child Abuse event. That's going to be at Family Bowl Away. When is that this year?
It is April 28th, and it is from 1 to 4, and it's at Family Bowl Away.
Yeah, great facility,
it is,
right?
It is.
And could you talk about, besides bowling, what other kind of events or activities will be happening that day?
Sure. So we have, anybody is welcome to come the day of the event. We have, our lanes are unfortunately sold out, but you can show up that day and you can do duck pin bowling, laser tag,
pigskin
bowling, bocce, I think, and cornhole. And then we also have tons of raffle baskets that will be, I think they're pretty amazing usually.
Yeah.
And we'll do a 50-50 raffle, bake sale, and some like swag sale of stuff that we'll have with our information on it. So,
all right. Yeah. And did I see that the Hoagie Shop's going to be making some food?
Yes, as always. They are such great supporters for us.
Aw. Yeah. And you know what? You don't have to register if you just want to come the day of. Again, it's from 1 until 4. Do you need volunteers to help with the event?
We do. We're always looking for volunteers, both the day of the event and leading up to help us kind of get prepared, prep the baskets, and just kind of get everything ready for everybody to have fun that day.
Right. Now, are there still sponsorship opportunities?
There are sponsorship opportunities until tomorrow at 5 p.m.
All right. So we got to act fast on that.
Yes.
But people can always put this on their radar for next year.
Absolutely.
Because next year will be number 9.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is exciting. And now, in honor of your 10th anniversary, are you having anything else in the works that you're planning?
Yeah. So we'll have our golf outing, which is July 15th.
Okay.
And then we also will have, and that'll be at the Butler Country Club. And then we also will have our gala, which we've pushed back a little bit this year. It's going to be November 2nd, and it'll be at Steam Fitters in Harmony.
Okay.
And it's going to be a little bit bigger, I think, a little bit more to honor the 10-year anniversary. So we're excited.
So the golf outing, of course, is open to the public. Mm-hmm. Soon you're going to have information available on your website so that people can start signing up their teams.
Yes.
And then the gala, is that also open to the community to buy a ticket to be able to participate?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is also super important because, you know, we want to protect kids and education is critical for those individuals that support children. I'm thinking of all the different things that I've been involved in over the years. So do you offer any free educational services for, say, staff for a church or schools?
Anybody can reach out to us either through our website or just contacting the center and ask if we can come and do a presentation. Just there's a special area of information that you need. I know we do quite a bit on human trafficking. We'll do prevention, whatever you're looking for your staff within our realm.
Sure.
And April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so we definitely are. We have a lot of education that we'd like to get out there as far as that goes as well.
Okay, perfect. So. Well, thank you so much for being on our program. Good luck with your upcoming event.
Thank you.
Please tell everybody we really appreciate what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And thank you.
When it comes to internet service, you get it all with Zoom from Armstrong. There's unlimited data for unlimited downloads, low latency for seamless streaming and gaming, plus an unmatched fiber network for speeds that can't be beat. Find out for yourself. Go to armstrongonewire.com/zoom and get high-speed internet for as low as $34.95 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Just internet made easy. That's Zoom Internet from Armstrong.